Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Adequate notice of this meeting is required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on July 15, 2017, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Ladies and gentlemen, the meeting is in session. Ladies and gentlemen, the meeting is in session. Would you please call the roll?
Ms. Bona?
Here.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Ms. Lapode?
Here.
Ms. Malkin?
Here.
Mr. Ticton?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Ellentuck?
Here. This is a special meeting of the Borough Council. The initial purpose of this meeting was we had a meeting on last Monday. It went very late, and as a result, we weren't able to have a closed session. What I probably should have done was just adjourn the meeting until now. I did not. I called a special meeting, so a portion of this is going to be public. In view of the fact that the last meeting went very late, and therefore we didn't get to do what we wanted, I'm going to ask that we adhere to a one-time five-minute rule on any of the public discussions. I'm asking the Utilities Committee to investigate and issue a full report to me on the water issue of July 9 and 10. Just to bring you up to date, Mr. Cragen called the EPA regarding our water system. They in turn contacted the DEP, who asked for an operator report, which I believe was delivered. We need to be ahead of it, and I'm asking that the committee please interview the people who were there and who were involved.
On a question, please. Just July 9th and 10th, or June 26, 27, 28 also?
That one was already identified, but it was a mechanical failure, but sure.
Thank
you. That'll be fine.
All of it, yeah.
At the last meeting, there was a question about why there was 3 hours between the time we were notified and the time that a notice went out. I went along with that because I wasn't sure. We've gone back and checked the times. It was actually about an hour and a half between the time that the first phone call came in and the reverse 911 went out. And that was the time during which we were trying to determine what exactly was going on. And I think, I do want to introduce two people. For those of you who don't know, we have with us George Lang, who I can't see. Who is our Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Jerry Stankiewicz, who is our auditor. That's all I have to say on matter one. We now have a discussion, unless there are other comments on matter one. Okay. I'm going to move for a closed session regarding payment of engineering fees, but I am going to move this around a little bit. I know that there are people here from the public. They may want to say something before we go into a closed session. So I am, unless there's an objection from the table, go to the public comment period.
Can I do something to the sound before we start?
Sure. Music?
No, just keep.
While he's doing that, can I ask a question just as a point of order? Is that limited to just the agenda items, or is it open to for any kind of comments on the public?
The public?
Yes.
The public can speak on anything, but the governing body can only speak on and discuss matters that are in the were advertised.
Okay.
Although the anything that the public can speak is either a matter of which we're having discussion or a matter which relates to the council, something the council can do. The same general rule as always.
Okay.
Date of publication of the New York Times is not a matter. Okay. Anybody else? I'd like to open the public comment period. Please direct your questions or comments to the chair, and please note that we do have a five-minute rule. So somebody would like to speak? Ms. Parrott?
Good evening. Maureen Parrott, 2 Tamara Drive, Roosevelt.
I believe that payment of engineering bills does not qualify under the Open Public Meetings Act for a ground for a closed session, and since that is the reason you advertised for this meeting, I do not think you can go into closed session to discuss that issue. Payment of fees is a quintessentially a public issue relating to the tax dollars. It has nothing on the face of it to do with any closed session, any authorized closed session. So I would argue that it's improper to go to closed session to discuss payment of engineering fees.
Thank you. Anybody else from the public? Yes, Ms. Lenard.
Deb Lenard, 5 Elm Court. My question is about, I believe it was probably about 3 months ago that Jill Lapode told us that we had a 6-month period to be compliant with some, I don't know if it was the DEP, and I'd like to know, have we solved anything in 3 months? Because now I think we're about at the 3-month mark, and this deadline is, I know Jill has been working very diligently trying to get stuff done, but it seems like we're not moving anywhere. So are we going to be 3 months down the line and be in the same exact predicament that we're in now?
Jill, are we at 3 months?
We're about 3 months, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's
Thank
all I wanted
you.
To bring up.
I think there was one other person who raised their hand first, and then you, yes. Did you? Mary?
Mary Tullis, 21 Lake Drive. Well, I just was going to ask about the R3M Engineering Company. I think that that firm was selected after a meeting with the people from the Association of Environmental Authorities, and that company was used by other municipalities. I tried to go online and find out who, but I couldn't find that. Maybe East Windsor, Monroe, other locations. And we selected them because they were expert in evaluating water and sewer systems. And that's what a lot of other municipalities do. They have somebody who's, they pick an engineering firm with that kind of expertise. So if they are doing a good job, and we seem, their name seems to come up at meetings that we are still having them do work for us, I just don't understand. Although the money to pay for some engineering work they did was improperly encumbered, or whatever you would call it, I think that still we owe that engineering firm payment for the work that they've done, and we want them to continue working with us. So I'm hoping with all the lawyers that we are having paid and unpaid, who all are, you know, looking at this issue, that we could find a way that we could pay that bill and move forward.
My only comment would be, you stated a legal conclusion, which is that it was improperly encumbered, and that is at issue.
Oh, okay. I thought that was somehow
stated over and over
stated,
again, but restated
but
does not make it true.
Okay. Well, anyway. Okay.
Thank you.
A question from last week, Rob.
I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you.
Rob Masterson, 62 Pine. As of last week's meeting, the pump hadn't been replaced yet at the plant. What's the status of that?
I know the pump came in. I don't know if they've
installed
it. Well, if you just answer his question,
I'd like to
hear
a report on it.
Yes, it's been replaced.
It's been replaced.
Yes.
I know this was in the. I guess this is a question for later time. Okay, that's what I need to know. Jill, I sent you an email in the middle of the week. I'm also waiting to hear back on that.
Oh, I replied to you. The answer is no.
I know. The answer is no, that you have not resigning, or you had not made a decision?
Have not made a decision.
And that's still the status?
Correct.
Okay. When will we hear on that?
She's not required to answer that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Robin? Please state name and address for the.
Robin Middleman Phillips, 25 Pine Drive. I'm a little confused. I've been following everything as carefully as possible. When I saw the meeting was, the closed meeting was going to happen about payment to the engineering company, if this could be clarified, my understanding was that the method for obtaining the money or securing the money to pay the engineering firm was not the correct procedure, and it was something that an engineering firm would, the named engineering firm, would be very familiar with, and as our council members should be. And again, I know things have gotten really crazy around here, and I don't abide by that. I abide by the law, not personal statements and personal indictments. As a citizen who's been quietly sitting on the sidelines, listening and trying to be supportive of all of our citizens, which is what we should do, I just have this very honest, not personal, but I respect the law, and I think our small community has to follow the law as well, and I'd like to get some clarity on that. And that I wanted to come up here about the water and everything in the situation that's trying to be dealt with, but that was the other thing when I saw it, and also a closed session. It also raised some concerns for me. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to say to you the same thing that I said to Mary, which is what you stated is, in essence, a legal conclusion about which there is very substantial disagreement.
How would that be resolved?
Okay, my misunderstanding, I thought it had been resolved. How can it be resolved?
We have three legal opinions that we're working with to try to resolve it. In answer to your other question, there was a mechanical failure. It allowed, we usually use caustic to treat the system. It allowed excess caustic to get into the system. It was shut down on July 9. There was some human error that turned it back on. We didn't find out about it until about 10 o'clock at night, and that's when we dealt with it.
Thank you.
And those machines have all been turned back off. Anybody else from the public?
Except if the new pump has been turned back on and is now operating and adding caustic to our water, and our pH is 6.8 at this point.
Okay.
Sorry
Thank
to
you.
Interject. But
yeah, actually, I did know that. I apologize. I know that they were turning it. They had installed it, and they were turning it on and off over the weekend just to make sure that things did not go awry. I do want to... I'm sorry, are there any other comments from the public?
Hi, I'm Naomi Barnes, 22 Farm Lane. I just wanted to add to what was previously said. Of course, there's going to be misunderstanding of what's going on because there's closed sessions and the public doesn't know what's going on. And I don't really understand the reason for the closed sessions, because if there's debate about what's legal and what it may not be legal, and you can't agree on what's legal and what's not legal, then why is there a closed session?
One of the reasons for closed sessions is either negotiations or potential litigation. The potential litigation is the reason that we are having these discussions in closed session.
Okay, potential litigation, but if there's could be an agreement among what's about what's legal and what's not legal, then if there's no agreement about what's legal and what's not legal, then how could there be potential litigation? Don't you have to just establish that there's something that could be
Absolutely
not legal in order to have litigation about it?
Absolutely not. The engineers, if we don't pay them, could sue us.
But that's speculation. That's not potential litigation. And like I said,
closed
sessions is how things arise, where we get confused and don't understand what's going on.
We have had speeches in here about the possibility of litigation, the right to sue, et cetera. So it's been made pretty clear that people believe that there is potential litigation. And on that basis, we are having the discussions inside, but no vote on payment or final vote on payment or non-payment would be made in the closed session. We made public.
Okay. I also have a question about minutes. Is there any way to view minutes
Yes, we approve minutes on a fairly regular basis. Those that are approved eventually get up onto the website. But if you want to see minutes from prior meetings that are not yet on the website, they're always available in the Borough Hall. Just come in and ask any of the clerks.
I go on the website and I cannot find the minutes, so that would be nice to know where they are.
Okay. I believe it's under open government minutes. But again, if you can't find it, then.
I found some from years ago. Is there anything recent?
There are more recent ones. I know they're behind a little bit, but there are definitely more recent ones. But as I said, you can always come into the Borough Hall and ask. There'll be more than glad to share the minutes.
Borough Hall is open on hours that I'm not able to come, so it'd be nice to have them on the website in timely manner.
There are people here usually on Saturday morning. They're working. The office isn't technically open, but they're working also on Thursday evening.
Okay.
Anybody else from the public? On the history, so we're going to close the public session at 7:17. Just for fun, somebody handed me this earlier today. This is the Rutgers description of New Jersey and history of New Jersey. There's a paragraph in here, just so you know that this goes around and around. Roosevelt's water treatment and sewage disposal plants, state-of-the-art when they were built in the 1930s, were found to be inadequate according to a 1978 New Jersey DEP survey using new, more stringent standards. The state mandated that Roosevelt overhaul its sewage plant, which was polluting the nearby Assunpink Creek, by 1992. Because of disagreement on the public council about the borough council about what measures should be taken, Roosevelt lost the opportunity to obtain grant funding, so it was forced to pay for the new plant by raising taxes. I'd also tell you we've been going back through the old records, and we keep getting a repetition of whatever it is we're doing today has been done at least once and usually three times, sometime between 1937 and today. Let's try not to take it personally. Do I have a motion for closed session?
Now, is there any discussion at the table on these matters? Well, the matters on them.
I asked for it before we went into the public portion.
Well, I would like to disagree with your assessment of the R3M situation.
What was my assessment?
Well, I believe that there is debate about whether it's legal to pay the bill or not. However, the work that was procured was not authorized. That was done in a manner that did not follow the ordinances. So it may be under debate now whether it's legal to pay those bills. However, initially, the ordinances were not followed, and it was done in an unauthorized way.
Your position is noted. Is there anybody else?
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment. I think the public isn't really informed enough about what the issues are, the pros and cons of what the kinds of things that we may be discussing. And I feel that they have a right to know. It's their money that we're discussing, and we're discussing whether or not to pay up to $100,000 in engineering bills.
$104,000
the last time I checked, which I rounded down to $100,000. But I think it's important that most, if not all, of the discussion occur in open session with the public present. Again, it's their money. We're discussing it. Much of what we're discussing has nothing to do, as far as I'm aware, of any litigation, because I haven't seen any copies of any letters, haven't heard any threats of litigation. I mean, we can always say that there's a threat somewhere vaguely in the distance due to an issue like this, but I really think that we need to include the public as much as we can in the full discussion of all of these issues. It's their money that we're talking about. And so I'd like to try to find a way that we can discuss it much more openly and really inform the public, and not by giving legal opinions and by saying we think this is so, but just by laying out the whole thing, all the issues, the pros and cons, and the same kind of issues that we're talking about in closed session, but maybe not as specific. And if there's anything related to litigation, certainly that falls under the provision to have a closed session and to keep that private.
So the purpose of a closed session when you're discussing potential litigation is to assure that the other side, the plaintiff, the defendant, whoever it is not advised ahead of time of what your legal positions are, the amount of money you're willing to dedicate, what you think your best arguments are, what you think your worst arguments are. That's the purpose of the closed session, is to prevent that from happening. If you have that discussion in public, that is all public. They can come in, they can open the minutes and say, okay, you're willing to pay us this, and these are the issues that you're facing, and these are what we should be arguing. That's why we're going in closed session, not because we want to hide things from the public.
I understand that, and I'm not suggesting that we discuss in front of the public how much we may want to pay or not pay a vendor. What I'm asking is that we discuss in very general terms the issues we're the representatives and we're talking about these issues. We're representing them, and I hate to see everything occur behind closed doors in closed session, because it's obvious to me that people don't have a complete understanding of the kinds of issues that we're grappling with this. And I don't, and again, it's not, I'm not saying that we should reveal any specifics or any strategies or anything like that. But just
talk about the. How can you talk about this without raising what the legal issues are?
Of course you can, and I think that's a public decision too. They need to know about the legal issues.
If you raise the legal,
but not our strategies.
If you raise the legal issues, you're telling the other side what your issues are. That's the whole point behind the closed session. But I'll make a suggestion. If you want to write a report, which will be cleared by our counsel, that we can read to the public to discuss it at the next meeting, I'm fine with that.
I don't want to generate a large bill for something like that, but I'm just...
I don't want to generate a much larger bill in the litigation.
Well, litigation can come from all sorts of ways. It can come
it
from
can.
A vendor who feels like they're not being treated properly.
Mm-hmm.
It can come from ratepayers who feel like they're not treated properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're in the middle of all of those issues, but I think the public has a right to be included in as open ways as we can, as open as possible, so that they can also review and look at the kind of issues that we're discussing.
Yeah.
I just think it's terribly important for the public process.
And we have had this discussion in front of every one of these closed sessions, and the same rules still apply. So I have asked for a motion. Do I have a motion for a
closed session? I'm just curious. This bill came in 8 months ago. So had we have any communication from R3M alluding to litigation or threatening litigation or anything at all? It's an eight-month-old bill now.
Yes, it certainly is.
So have we had any communication from R3M?
We haven't asked them to go back and complete the work that the DEP has required us to do. There was a very brief conversation about the fact that there were issues being discussed, and would they be so kind as to hold off for a little while. That was 2 months ago, I think.
So they haven't threatened litigation at all then?
Well, they're holding off because we told them that there were ongoing discussions. And yes, I have heard long legal explanations about why it is we could be sued, how we could be sued, what laws might apply, what cases might apply, and I think that alone for a judge would be sufficient to state the litigation as potential. Yes, Jim?
If I may.
Sure.
Okay. I agree that it's the public's money and the public should have a hearing on where their money is being spent, and notwithstanding the legal issues there, I would love to see R3M come here and explain to the public what they do and what they have done for us. Notwithstanding any legal issues, but they could tell us what they do and maybe convince everyone that, of course, we should pay them.
Well, I'm not sure they have to convince everyone. They have a contract. They provided work. They have.
I've read their contract, Jeff, and I see in the contract that they're supposed to bill us on a monthly basis, and apparently they didn't because this big bill came through at the end of the year.
Okay.
And they didn't check for the authorizations before they.
Right. So I'm just saying, aside from all the legal and financial issues, the public, if they're aware of what R3M does, maybe all of this discussion would be moot.
No, it's not, because it's not the public that is making the decision. It is the job of this council to listen to, at this point, our lawyer, the League of Municipalities lawyer, the bond lawyer, our CFO, our auditor, and any other professionals that we have consulted, and make a decision about what, if anything, would be paid to the engineers, and what the likely result of that course of action is.
I understand. And after having read their contract, I'm confused about how they can be billing us.
Okay. So I have asked a couple of times for a motion for closed session.
For closed session.
Second.
Okay.
May I read the resolution then before we vote?
Yes. Well, before we vote?
Well,
go for it.
You have to.
Yes. Yeah. Wrong resolution, sorry.
Whereas the Open Public Meetings Act permits a public body to exclude the public from meetings or portions thereof wherein matters are to be discussed which are exempted under the Act. Whereas the said Act requires, prior to the holding of a meeting or a portion thereof from which the public shall be excluded, the public body should adopt a resolution at a public meeting providing for the holding of a private meeting. Whereas the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt has determined that a meeting should be held from which the public should be excluded in order to discuss a subject which is exempted under the Act, now therefore be resolved by the Borough Council as follows. The next portion of the meeting will be held in private session. The general nature of the matters to be discussed relate to anticipated litigation regarding R3M and engineering bills. No official action will be taken at the meeting, but minutes shall be kept and shall be available to the public after official action on the subject matter has been taken. After conclusion of the private portion of this meeting, the meeting will resume in public session. As anticipated, the discussion conducted in closed session can be disclosed to the public after the need for confidentiality has passed and the matter has been resolved or otherwise litigated.
I want to make just one statement before we call the roll call, because I want to make this clear, because apparently it is not clear. Mr. Hamilton's concern is that the public hear all of the issues and participate in the discussion. And that is his priority, and I understand it. Okay. My priority is a fear that our failure to do this will result in substantially more expense for the town. I'm not saying that Mike's belief is unreasonable. It's just different. But I just want to make clear that my belief is that a failure to do this correctly could cost us a whole lot of money. And we don't have a whole lot of money, so.
And it's possible that it wouldn't.
Yes, all things are possible. Can I get a roll call, please? Motion in a second.
What is the motion again?
The motion is to go into closed session.
Who was the motion?
I made the motion.
Motion
in a second. Ms. Bona. Okay, Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton?
Aye.
Ms. Lapode?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Ticton?
Aye.
Mr. Trammell?
No.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're now going to go into closed session, which means council and its professional advisors only. Thank you for coming. We will come out of closed session at some point. I'm not quite sure when. But when we do, hopefully before 10 o'clock, we'll or 10.
So we'll take a break for a couple minutes, just about a 2-minute break.
Yeah. We did, but there was nobody outside, so we.
Okay. Rescind the.
I don't.
The adjournment for Councilman Hamilton to make his point.
Okay. Well, my question is, when we do finally get around, and I hope we do sometime, to voting on this issue, how many votes does it take to authorize, if we did authorize, payment to settle this?
It takes,
I will double check statute because I don't know how time, but, you know, there is no super majority for that. It is, it's a regular vote.
Okay. Regular vote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I have that motion again?
Move to adjourn.
Okay. Thank you. For Kim Merman.
No, I don't think so.
Well,
that would not be.
I would like to go back.